morning, everyone, and happy holidays.
Good morning.
Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. This is December 13th. It is approximately 10:03. I'm Oliver Mojica, Chair and Planning Division Manager for the city. We can do introductions, please.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Gary Akers, Community Development, Land Development Section.
Robert Spoda, Public Works Engineering Design.
Mahmoud Soder, Public Works Traffic.
Adam Oakes, Water Department Environmental Control.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Michael Gonzalez, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Okay, now. Paulina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Judy Croteau, San Bernardino County Fire Department.
Thank you and welcome. Hey, Michael, would you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Yes, I would. Thank you, sir. Item number one is Conditional Use Permit 17-24. It is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a restaurant containing approximately 4,286 square feet with a drive-through, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing a total of approximately 0.96 acres. It is located at 1056 East Hospitality Lane within the Commercial, Regional, and Transit District Overlay. It is, Planning Division is looking at it as environmentally determination, categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development of the California Environmental Quality Act, and our recommendation is to move to Planning Commission.
Thank you. Do you have anything to add, Michael?
The applicant did bring in the traffic study that we did ask them to have ready for the ERC before we move to the Planning Commission.
Okay.
So they did bring that.
Is the applicant here?
Yes, they are, sir.
Thank you. Welcome. Okay, did we provide our comments or conditions to the applicant? Are you still working on that?
Yes, they are still working on it.
Perfect. If we could start off, please.
Sure.
I guess you're first, huh?
Yep, I'm first this time.
Okay, let's do it.
So new water and sewer connection fees would apply, and sewer capacity fees would be due prior to issuance of the building permit. I have a copy of the standard requirements here. I'll pass them down to the planner.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Gary, Land Development. Land Development will have their conditions for you, so you don't have to jot down all their notes. They have them already written here.
Next, please. Land development conditions are reasonably standard. Obviously, it's an existing facility.
You press the button here.
It's a brand new company, actually.
What are we doing?
Pressing your button. I like to push your buttons.
Do you have to push it and hold it?
No, just push. Come on, Gary.
Again, standard conditions somewhat. Existing facilities. You're welcome. Any questions, of course, bring them up. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, anything for us, please?
Our conditions are also a part of that. The only thing we're really asking for is that the street light, if it's not already LED, that it change over to an LED. And then the standard, if it's the ADA or broken sidewalk, curb gutter, ADA ramp, anything of that sort that's on the offsites that's not compliant, we just ask you to have it up to compliance. Everything else you already have there, the width, the property line, everything is all set.
Thank you, Robert. Mahmoud, anything for us?
Yeah, just confirming we just received it, so
yes.
We'll take a look and let you know.
Okay.
If you have any.
Thank you. Adam?
Typically, we require a grease interceptor for food service industry, so we'll need to see a plumbing plan so we can get a drainage fixture unit count so we can determine what size is required. So we'll need to see a set of plumbing plans, and I'll provide you a permit application.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Gracie, you're up.
For the proposed location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable. So I just have standard comments here regarding the size of the enclosure.
Okay.
But that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judy, please.
I can probably talk loud enough without it, but standard requirements, California Fire Code 2016 edition, along with the California Building Code 2016 edition. We've given our comments to Mike.
Yep.
And he will pass them on to you or include them in your packet. Basically, already show us a sprinkler system. We've got access, so the requirements are just what's in the fire code.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone's in a good mood, I guess. It's the holidays. Everyone wants a good Christmas present, I suppose. Do you have any questions of any of the committee members?
I don't know if it's to anybody in general, but do you see, if I may, there's existing mailboxes located there right next to our drive-through. Do you see that on the site plan next
no.
to the shops? Okay. Come
right
forward.
Here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That, I have no idea how to relocate those or talk to who I need to speak with. I think somebody, when I first called planning, they said I needed to speak to the post office, and I am getting nowhere with the post office. So I'm just bringing that up. That's the only issue I've had.
Just tear them out and see if anyone says anything.
Remember Oliver?
Oliver?
Just kidding, for the record.
Help me on that. That would be great.
We will. We'll help you with that. Michael. Mike will follow up on that.
Yes, we will follow up.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So with that, this our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission. Michael, do you have a target date for that? January. January 9th.
Yes, the January Planning Commission.
Okay, with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move that item of Planning Commission to January 9th, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. We'll see you in a few weeks then.
Wonderful.
Travis, would you kindly introduce item number 2 for us, please? Kathy's been waiting a long time.
We all have.
It's called job security.
Item number 2 is development permit type D 1510. This is a request to construct a new automobile dealership. This is a relocation of the existing Toyota dealership onto a new property located kind of on either side of the existing Century Drive and the 215, the front end of the 215. This would involve the demolition of two existing dealerships, approximately 70,000 square feet in total size between the two buildings. And the construction of the one new dealership, around 80,000 square feet, primarily within two buildings, a showroom building on the south end of the site, and then a larger service building and parts building on the north end. This does involve the vacation of Century Avenue, which would kind of take this main drive aisle that runs through the middle of the site. This has already been done and approved by council, so it's cleared the way for this project. The total property that we're looking at, I said it is currently 2 parcels. It's about 6 acres in size. We have looked at this as being exempt from CEQA under reconstruction or replacement.
Okay.
And our recommendation today is for approval of the project.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else to add?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Kathy, would you like to join us at the podium so you could tell Cliff that we raked you over the coals, or are you okay there?
Let me get my phone. I'll put it on speaker.
Okay, good. Gracie, you have anything for us?
So the location for the enclosure is acceptable. Of course, our standard's an 8x15 interior dimensions, but yours looks a lot larger, so that's not a problem. you'll just want to work with the building division if there are any modifications needed for ADA access.
Okay. Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Judy, anything for fire? Please.
Standard conditions. Worked their buildings throughout. The access looked okay. You had one road that was 25 feet and our standard is 26, but we still have access
all the way around. Yeah.
We looked at it, and so it'll be marked 26 feet because it is our standard, but you can contact me and we'll talk about it because it's one area where we're not going to make you put a 26-foot, but around the building it has to be 26 feet.
Okay.
I would look at the... You have a large training room mm-hmm. that we saw on the site plan. When we scaled it, the occupant load's over 50 and your exits are in. So I would look at that before you submit B plans because
okay.
it'll get caught either between building or us on the B plan. So
uh-huh.
just might take a look at that. And I have given the requirements to Travis. He has them already
okay.
for you.
One thing that I noted is on Century Boulevard, there's currently a fire hydrant on there.
Uh-huh.
It's a street hydrant. Would we need to turn that to an inter, or will we just be able to eliminate that?
Well, you actually need to add hydrants. That's
yeah.
on the standard. So you're going to be You're gonna need to get with your fire protection engineer, C-16, and talk about how you can,
the fire loop,
how you can add these hydrants to meet our standards, because they do, we did note that there are not enough hydrants, but you won't see that, it's just marked.
Right.
You need to have hydrants that meet the county standard.
Okay.
And those are on the county's website, the fire department.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
Okay. Yeah, so, just to, I'll just briefly mention, there are existing services that go to the existing buildings that are there now. So there will be some credits that can be applied, or you could just simply, I'm not sure if the engineer for the project or the architect was planning to utilize those existing services, or if some of them may need to be abandoned and upgraded, but either way, the site's currently being served now, so if you did decide to demo those services and install new ones, you would get some credits applied for those. Likewise, you would get some of the sewer capacity credits. That fire hydrant, just to mention, it's off of Century that you referred to, it is considered a public hydrant. There is a section of water main that's in Century that is public. If you needed to move to have that abandoned, you'd have to contact the water department separately, and we'd have to work that out, because I believe when Century was vacated, as Travis mentioned, there was an easement reserved for that water line that's there. And I'll make you aware, there's another 12-inch raw water line that's at the eastern boundary of the project. Appears to be in this vicinity here.
Okay.
I believe there's an easement already in place for that, so I just wanted to make you aware of that.
So if they modify that, then we would just either modify the easement or relocate that line?
Yeah. Hopefully you wouldn't have to relocate that raw water line and that it could remain in place. It's currently through what's considered to be parking lot area now.
It's
at the eastern boundary, but I just wanted to make you aware of it here today. So I have my comments on these standard requirements, and I'll pass them to the planner, and you can get a copy afterwards.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ted, what's raw water?
Untreated.
Is it cooked water?
It's untreated water. So it's not potable.
Okay.
Can't drink it, but can be used for other purposes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Learn something every day.
Yeah. Gary, please. It's ground up, so obviously we're just going to have to do some demo, and everything is pretty much under control. Standard WQMP, standard SWIP with the state. No new dedications required. Public Works will probably talk about how they want the vacation treated to that vacated street, and we're asking for a lot merger. Other than that, they're pretty standard conditions.
Okay.
This goes to,
I guess, to the planner.
Okay. One's for the planner, and one's for. Thank you, Gary. Robert, anything for us, please?
Fortunately, yes. There's a whole bunch of them. It is on the same list. Ground up, so there's a lot of items that are going to be involved. Basically, following our policies. Any damaged sidewalk, curb and gutter needs to be replaced. Any of the corners that don't have ADA will have ADA. Any of the streetlights that are there would have to be upgraded to the LEDs if they're not already. The ones that are on the vacated street, we'll need to work with you on how to get those off. And if you're still planning on using those for yours, how we can then swap those into your system itself. There's going to be street improvements. And again, it is pretty much all noted on the sheet itself. If there's any questions, you're more than welcome to ask us. My apologies. This is going to approval. What's this?
A recommendation for approval, yes.
For approval today.
Unless you want to crush a dream.
No, I don't. Maybe she might want to look at them, but I don't have a problem with it. Again, this is a new development, so basically we're pretty much hitting you with everything on it. I think there's one or two corners that may have to be widened because they're substandard to our policies. Street improvements, curb gutter, sidewalk, handicap ramps. Ted has a sewer in the water. believe that's everything that was on there. But again, you're more than welcome to look at it.
The streets are all currently improved. Are you talking about mainly where Century Boulevard comes in, that area for street improvements?
There's, since it's been vacated, no, we just have to make sure there's going to be a clear line definition on it. And I'm sure once we start seeing plans, I'm sure you're planning on doing that with either a driveway and stuff like that. Street booms I'm talking about are repaving of the streets itself for Century, Auto Plaza, Camino. Those streets are the ones, or not Century, but everything minus, but all the streets that you are facing. So you're facing still four streets because now you're joining them together. And it's, both those parcels in total have four streets that you can get joining. So all those streets will have to have some type of upgraded system, either a grinding overlay, a full replacement, and I don't know if those area on there was just a slurry for those portions. But that's all I have. Again, it's just to try to read it, but...
I'll take a look at it.
But no, that's all I have.
That's it?
That in the kitchen sink.
Thank you, Robert. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No, I think the replacement of the building, it does not require traffic study.
That's all.
Thank you. Adam, anything for us, please?
Will the car dealership have a car wash associated with it?
They will have a car wash, yes.
Okay,
I think it's
so we typically require interceptors with the car wash, so we'll need to see a set of plumbing plans to determine the proper sizing of that interceptor.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Kathy, you have anything to ask any of the committee members?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward.
All right. Travis, anything to add?
No, good.
Good.
With that, our recommendation is for the adoption of Resolution 17-073, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 1510. If I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Congratulations, Kathy.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week with the building plans.
We wish. Thank you.
You're welcome. Michael, will you kindly introduce item number three for us, please?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Item number three is a development permit type D 17-11. It is a request to allow the development and establishment and an operation of an industrial warehouse building containing approximately 18,668 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 1.37 acres. It is located at 4180 North Hallmark Parkway, within the University Business Park specific plan area. We are looking at the environmental determination as categorically exempt pursuant to section 15332 for infill development projects of the California Environmental Quality Act. And the Planning Division's recommendation is to adopt resolution number 2017-067, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 17-11, based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
Thank you, Michael. Anything to add?
No, I do not at this time, sir.
Is the applicant here?
I believe the applicant is here, yes.
Welcome. Okay, Ted, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. I believe the last time when this came in as a pre-app, we issued some standard requirements for it, so it would just be an application for the new services and the sewer capacity fees that would be due for the project. This is, just an industrial warehouse, right?
Yes.
So, pretty straightforward. If you have any questions, you can always contact me. I can give my contact info to the planner. But the applications that I'm referring to are available online, or you can actually stop by the water department after the meeting. You can pick up those applications. That's it.
Thank you, Ted. Gary, anything for my development?
Pretty much the standard conditions. WKMP, SWIP, we do ask for a reciprocal easement because you're sharing parking with the adjoining parcel. And there's a dedication on Hallmark, which Public Works, if you have any questions, you can ask them about that. That's all we have.
Thank you. Robert, anything else to add for us?
We had seen this last time. We pretty much gave all the conditions last time. They're pretty much the same. Dedication on Hallmark, sidewalk, any damaged curb and gutter will need to be replaced, driveway per our standard, and one tenth grind on the overlay. And I guess there's a street light out there that we'd just like to go to LED. Again, these are the same conditions that we had previously. No, pretty much no changes on it. That's all I have.
Thank you, Robert. Mahmoud, anything to add for us, please?
Yeah, I don't believe it's required traffic study. However, I will need the form in this guideline just for the record. We'll say on it that no traffic study needed.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Adam, anything to add for us?
Is there a tenant you have in mind, or is there a current tenant? No, not at this time?
No.
Okay. I'll provide you a permit application, so when that time does come, you can give that to them, so that way we can determine whether or not, what type of industry they are, whether pre-treatment is required or not. Thank you.
Thank you. Adam. Gracie, anything to add?
So you'll be relocating the existing refuse enclosure, and it appears the existing refuse enclosure was used by the adjacent building at 4130 Hallmark Parkway. So if you're demolishing the existing and building the new one, the mm-hmm. location's fine, but you need to make sure you're not taking away storage space for their containers at the other building. So basically each building needs to have space for their each two containers. They have to have separate accounts with the franchise hauler. So then you would basically need a double enclosure, an 8x30, to house four dumpsters. Or if you can provide documentation that 4130, the adjacent building, has a separate 8x15 enclosure for two bins already on site, then you'll only need the 8x15.
And they currently have a separate enclosure.
Can you provide us the dimensions? I wasn't
sure.
Able to go on site. From the street, it looks like a single bin enclosure to me, but I couldn't get on site to measure it. It would need to be an 8x15. Otherwise, let's say it's a single bin enclosure, then you'll need to provide space for at least three dumpsters, because each building needs a trash and a recycling.
Yeah.
But I've provided my comments. So you'll want to just verify with the building division if there's any modifications needed for ADA. And then I've given you standard plan 508 for the standard enclosure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Judy, anything there for fire, please?
Standard requirement, California Fire Code 2016, sprinkled building. If you're going to be using it for high-piled storage, which probably will happen, storage over 12 feet, we do have a requirement that you have a fire protection engineer submit high-piled storage plans to us for our approval prior to any storage in the building. So I marked it. Just our standard requirements. You meet exiting. Given them to Mike already. He'll share them with you. And if you have any questions, you can contact the fire department. Hopefully, for some reason, we always put the other fire department's number on our forms. I haven't figured out why. So I am East Valley, serving the city of San Bernardino. I'll make sure Mike has my direct line, because you don't want to call the 386 number. You won't. You'll get to the office of the fire marshal. So I'll make sure they know you can get to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Did you have any questions of any of the committee members? So with that,
I would like to add.
I asked you earlier if you had anything to add.
Sorry, sir. For land development, there is a valid declaration of reciprocal parking agreement on file in the title report. So I do have a copy of that if you'd like to see it. If you don't mind passing that down. And for traffic, we do have the scope of study form, whereas no traffic study is needed. Pass a copy down. Yes, sir. And that is all. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. With that, our recommendation is for the adoption of Resolution 2017-067, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 1711 for this item. May I entertain a motion, please?
So moved.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know why you can't say categorical book except, you know, by the time it's all time. I know it's time to us to do that.
Okay.
Chantal, will you kindly introduce item number four for us, please?
Yes. Item number four is development permit type P16-07, a request to allow the development and establishment of a coffee shop and a small residential unit on a property containing approximately 6,750 square feet. This is a redesign of a project that was taken to Planning Commission with a variance originally. The variance was not supported by the Planning Commission, so we've redesigned the site to meet current transit overlay district requirements. So you can see the building is now at the front of the property. Property is located at 1360 North East Street within the Commercial General CG1 and Transit District Overlay. And the project is categorically exempt pursuant to 15332 for infill development projects of CEQA.
Thank you, Chantal. Anything to add?
I do have a few items to add. The space in front of the trash enclosure, I'd like to see that striped for no parking so that nobody blocks that area. On the second floor, which I don't know if we don't have the elevations up, but on the second floor, there can be no windows or openings along the property line. So yes. those do have to be removed. I think Gary can get into this a little bit more when we get around to his comments, but we need a path of travel from the building to the trash enclosure, and that should probably be placed in front of the parking stalls and push those parking stalls out a little bit rather than putting the path of travel behind the parking stalls. So that's all I have.
Thank you. We're glad to see this resubmittal. Ted, anything for us, please?
Yeah, so previously when we seen this project, we did provide our standard requirements for it that included the details for connection to water or our requirements, not the details. But at that time, I don't think we really talked about sewer, so just understand that the sewer connection fees are now with the water department and not Public Works. You'd have to approach us and apply for that, but we pretty much issued them prior about what our requirements would be for connection, so nothing's really changed for us besides you will be coming to us for the sewer as well.
Sure.
And I think you're aware of that also.
Sure.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Gary, anything new for us?
Nothing really new. Glad to see you come back, and hopefully we'll get through Planning Commission this time.
Sure.
As Chantal mentioned, we do have some issues with accessible spaces and access to the trash enclosure. But it's the kind of thing I think we can work out with you at the design stage for construction drawings. The porous pavers sometimes represent an issue with trying to get accessible spaces. Right now you've got your porous pavers have been relocated with the redesign. And we'd like to discuss that with you and see if we can come up with a solution for two things, where number one, we can get the porous pavers maybe out of the accessible space in the loading zone, and also that we can get access up to the front door there. So,
okay.
Other than that, WQMP, as you know, is required. A final one will be approved prior to construction. And there's a dedication involved that Public Works will talk about. And I think that's everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, do you have anything for us to add?
Again, glad to see you come back. We're not going to change our conditions that we had set before. That we do need the dedication, 8.75 feet to match our general plan. Any damage to curb gutter, sidewalk, again, replace any of those portions. The driveway, just follow our standard. And then a slurry seal, I believe is what we had on here for the street itself, since it is a granite street. The reason for that is, again, for the sewer and the laterals, gas, whoever might be needing to go in there, there's going to be a lot of cuts. We just want to have it slurried over so that it covers everything back up and over. But the same conditions we had before.
Sure.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Robin. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Adam, anything for us, please?
Coffee shop, we typically don't require an interceptor, but I'll still need a permit application filled out so we can verify your drainage fixture units to determine whether or not you do qualify, but that being said, that's it.
Thank you, Adam. Gracie, anything for us, please?
No new comments. Same comments from the May 4th, 2017 DRC meeting. The location is acceptable for the refuse enclosure, but just want to reiterate that it may incur additional monthly service charges other than the norm because of the location and it having to be rolled out. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Judy, anything for us?
Standard requirements, 2016 fire code. The coffee shop in itself would not have required sprinklers, but the residence does. And we cannot allow a partially sprinkled building, so you will have to sprinkler both. The coffee shop has to be a 13 system, NFPA 13. The residence can be a 13D system, but you need a fire protection contractor, C16, to go over it with you how you're going to change from a 13 system to a 13D system. So I've given the standard requirements, passed them down. They'll give them to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, we're clear.
All clear? Perfect. Anything to add, Chantal? Good.
No, that's all.
All right. With that, our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission. If I could entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Gracie? Second?
Second.
Okay, we'll see you. We'll be going next month?
Next month, January 9th. Will that work for you folks?
Sure.
Okay.
What time?
6 p.m.
2 p.m.?
6 p.m.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
Nice. Well, Hank's here, so we must have something fun on the agenda. We got to get you an Xbox or something, Hank. Elizabeth, will you kindly introduce item number 5, please?
Yes, item number 5 is the extension of time 17-06 and development permit type P17-04. For a request to allow a one-year extension of time for subdivision 03-10 for tentative tract map 16502 involving the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 14.43 acres into 40 separate parcels. 38 of them would be single-family residential lots and 2 for drainage basin lots. And the development of the 38 detached single family residence along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements. The project is located at northwest of the intersection of Ohio Avenue and Magnolia Avenue. And this is the environmental determination. It's a previous environmental determination pursuant to section 15162 of CEQA. And our recommendation is to move it to the Planning Commission for January 9th.
Thank you. Anything to add, Elizabeth?
No, I've given them just the fire department conditions. I've already given those two to them.
Do you recall which extension this is?
This would be, I believe, their last extension of time.
Okay.
It would be number 6, pursuant to subdivision map.
Have they used R3 already?
They've used all R3. Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Thank you. And the applicants are here, right?
Yeah, the applicant is here.
Okay. Ted, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, currently Oliver, the applicant, is engaged with the water department for water and sewer improvement plans. I think we're really close to having those approved.
Okay.
And we have no comments.
Okay.
Except that we would approve for the extension of time.
Okay. They're part of that that collaborative group with all the other folks up there to.
That's correct. Although you're correct, but this project is not impacted by that. So this
okay.
project can be currently served from the existing infrastructure,
okay.
and their current water and sewer improvement plans reflect that.
Okay. Thank you, Ted.
You're welcome.
Gary, anything for us, please?
No, the extension of time is pretty much the same conditions that you already have. And the precise grade can take care of some of the development review questions as far as actual plotting of those homes. We have some questions on the homes as far as close to slopes. You're going to have to work out the details on the precise grading plan with walls. And that's all.
Thank you. Robert, anything to add for us, please?
For the extension time, no, there's no comments. I believe we are in plan check with a couple of the items or a couple of the plans right now. But for the extension time, no, I have no comments at all.
Thank you. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments for traffic.
Adam?
No comments.
Gracie?
No comments on the extension of time. Regarding the development, each unit will receive individual curbside service from our franchise hauler, and each home will need a 4x11 concrete pad located out of view of the public right-of-way for storage of the containers. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Judy, anything to add to this?
I wasn't going to, but I just realized that I had not unchecked the high pile storage plan requirement, so ignore it on your standard requirements. The dimensions looked good, the roads looked good, the turning radius looked fine with us, so all homes will be sprinklered in FPA 13D systems, so you'll have a C16 involved. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No.
Okay, thank you. Elizabeth, anything to add?
No, I don't have anything else to add.
Hank, you have any questions?
I just wanted to invite the developer if they'd like to speak to our neighborhood association and tell them about your project. There were some questions they had.
Yeah, absolutely. If I get your information, I meet with you.
And I just wanted to get a diagram. I just wanted to see how their drainage was.
Okay.
That was all.
All right.
No, welcome to the
perfect. Thank you, Hank. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission for the 9th?
Yes, for January 9th.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
That goes to the runner. Okay. All right, so we'll see you in January. You too, Hank. We'll see you there too. You too. Thank you, Hank. Let's see. John Paul.
Yes. Item number six.
Would you kindly enter item number six, please?
Item number six is pre-application 17-20, a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a 16-unit transitional housing facility. We're also adding an outdoor dining area to this project and a kitchen servery for their new meals program. This is an existing site. Salvation Army already has, I believe, a men's shelter at the existing building. Is that correct?
Right now it's a family shelter. Families and also single women. It was a men's.
Okay.
It was open
yeah.
in the early 70s as a men's rehabilitation program.
Okay, now
it changed
family.
About 8 years ago.
Okay, so the existing site does have an existing shelter on it. The southern portion of the site had previously, I believe, like a storage building that was demolished, and that's where the 16-unit transitional housing will be. The site is located at 925 West 10th Street within the Industrial Light IL zone. Right now this is a preliminary action, so no action is required right now, just comments. I had a few comments for the Salvation Army. There's proposed a large billboard approximately in the middle of the site. Because of the proximity to residential areas, we will not support an application for an electronic message board at that location. Additionally, I was wondering if there's some way that you could consider inverting the design for the transitional housing so that the housing is in the middle of more in the middle of the site and surrounded by a drive aisle and parking stalls to add an additional buffer for the housing from the railroad tracks, since it is so close to the railroad tracks right there. If that's a design that you can work out, I think that's something that we would be more in support of. That does concern me, the way it's laid out right now. And the northern portion of the site will need to see some upgrades to basically that open area, the yard area, some employee parking, circulation. That's basically all I have.
Chantal, I have
yes.
a quick question.
Yes.
In your introduction, when I was looking at this Monday and yesterday, I was unclear. So they have the existing site, and I'm familiar with the location, but
yes.
what I wanted to know, are they actually constructing a new building for this 16-unit transitional transitional housing facility?
Yes, the bottom portion of the site there, the kind of backward C, that is actually the housing. Also, if you'll see up on the northern portion of the site, there's a small building just on the far east side that's going to be there. The new servery for the meals program.
Okay. Is there any demolition of the old, or is it all currently vacant?
All of the areas that are proposed for construction are currently vacant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is basically all new construction
yes.
to the existing
yes.
address. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Any comments or that was?
Yeah, so the reason for the inquiry was basically water services are relatively straightforward. If the any of the facilities that are being added need to be sprinklered, then you could apply for a service upgrade from us or a separate fire service to serve those. More or less what I was looking at was the sewer connection. Do you have an engineer on board for the project already that's doing
yes.
the design for me?
Yes.
Okay. We would like to see a sewer flow analysis to see basically some kind of fixture count for how the, because I'm imagining that you were going to utilize the existing sewer connection, the lateral to the street. I don't know what size that is, so we'd have to know what size that is and see what the impact of this
so
project is to that existing
you're
lateral.
Looking for sewer demand for the housing projects
specifically.
Correct.
Right.
And then we do know that there's actually water on site at the southwest corner right now that actually goes to basically an old fire service.
Okay.
That I believe is still active.
Right. And so my comment to that or my response is that you're welcome to utilize that if it can currently, you know, if the existing services can serve the additional structures, but if it's not, then that's when you'll come back to us and ask us, you know, for whatever the fees would be for an upgrade. There are going to be sewer capacity fees that are associated with this as well. Sewer capacity fees, another word for them essentially is treatment plant impact fees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Doug. Gary, anything to add, please?
I'll pass those over for the applicant. And obviously, any questions, you're welcome to look at those and get back to plant development. It is a pre-app, obviously. It's kind of preliminary. Just wanted to make sure that on the actual entitlement submittals that you paid attention to accessibility and that any WQMP preliminary requirements are submitted with that actual application.
Right.
That's about all for now.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, anything to add for us, please?
Yeah, unfortunately, you're in an old street that doesn't have any curb and gutter. The street's pretty in poor shape. There's no street lights, so a lot of those are going to be required of this parcel since it is a you're adding to the parcel itself or improving the parcel. So a curb, gutter, sidewalk, street lights. Dedication on Montgomery, right now it's currently 25. Would require that it goes to a 5-foot dedication to 30. The question that we have right now, Public Works wouldn't really require a cul-de-sac at the end of this because you're only on half of it, so I'm not quite sure how we'd go about doing that portion of it. But if it is a requirement that comes up in any of the other facilities, such as trash, fire, or anybody else that comes in, that might be a requirement that we have to have some kind of a bulb out there. Looking on Google Earth, seems to be the county seems to be using not only their side but your side also as parking. So that's something that will have to be kind of determined. Can't make the county do their side of the bulb, but we can require you to have some type of minimum turnaround for that portion of it. Since it is the same parcel, we'll also be asking for any type of repairs or improvements to 10th Street. Even though you're not really touching that side, it is the same parcel, but we're asking for any type of ADA fixes, curb and gutter fixes, anything of that sort. Again, all these comments are something that you'll be getting. They're all on the same page. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask us on it. That's it.
Thank you, Robert. Mahmoud, anything to add for us, please?
No comments on traffic.
Thank you. Adam, anything for us?
Will there be a central kitchen utilized?
There currently is.
Currently is.
Yeah, Adam, I believe you're actually reviewing, you've done a partial review in your department already for the kitchen remodel. We're replacing the grease interceptor right now.
Okay.
And that's really what's that's the operating portion of the meals program that you're seeing as part of the proposal. All the cooking is going on inside of the actual hospitality house.
All right, no comments.
Thank you, Adam. Gracie, anything for us, please?
So, yes. I have comments here. The new facility, your proposed refuse enclosure location is acceptable. I have to look into how Bert Tech, our franchise hauler, is turning around, because you have current service with dumpsters now that are loose in the parking lot, so I need to check into that, so I'll get back to you all on that. The existing facility, since you have the loose containers there, you'll need an enclosure for that portion as well, so that they don't remain just out in the parking lot. So we'll be looking for your proposed location, and we'll review that to see if that's an acceptable location for the existing site. And then our standard is our 508, which you have 8x15 interior dimensions for bin storage. And work with the building division, please, to make any modifications for ADA requirements that they have for the enclosures. That's all for now.
Thank you, Gracie. Julie, anything for fire on this side?
Well, again, standard requirements, 2016 fire code, building code. It is not considered single family, so you can't put in a 13D system. It'll have to be 13R. Or a 13, which means you are going to need your fire services that are either existing or have to put new, depending on how the calcs come back. The county does require 26-foot access, so when you do your formal submittal, show us our access. The description is 16 units, and we counted 17 three times, so I'm not real sure. I'm sure when you do your formal submittal, it's either us counting wrong or there's 17 shown. But
the 17th is probably the laundry room.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the middle building, basically.
Oh, no, we counted around that C. It doesn't matter, but it just...
We'll check it.
Okay. It doesn't matter to us either how many you have, but just show us our access, and it's all in on the county's website about what our standards are, and I gave the standard requirements to Chantal. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
Excuse me. Are you asking? Please. Are you asking for the dimensions in the parking lot? No. You didn't?
Yes.
Yeah.
The drive getting in. On the north part, where you show your two gates, but they're only 12 foot wide, we can't even get an engine in there if we needed to. So that when you do your formal submittal, you're going to need to look at what our standard is and show us what our access is.
Judy, are you? Can I
approach the bench, please?
May I? Can I just so, Judy, are you asking that?
Could you go to the mic, please, so we can hear you there? Thank you.
How does this thing work?
The red line.
There we go. Okay. So, Judy, are you asking that this is basically a 26 foot wide access all through here, or just strictly through here?
Okay, I'm looking at the smaller.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that driveway, and then it comes back, and it goes out the other side. That does have to meet our access requirement, which is 26 foot.
Yeah, actually, before we submitted this, we actually had to make some adjustments. We had another submittal in the city recently, and with the 26 foot requirement.
Okay.
We will have a 26 foot wide gate access when this is all done. I think it probably just shows the gates closing up, but we should have a 26 full width.
Yeah, we couldn't really tell when we did looked it over. And then just north of that, where you show a 12 foot wide gate.
So that's through here, right?
Yeah, we couldn't even get an engine in there.
So
what does it look like right now?
Let me explain how this portion will function. So this is right here. This is the application really is addressing two portions. One is the actual housing component here, which is pretty clear. The second part of this is the meals program, and that's this other portion here. what this is really intended to be is a pedestrian walkway. The gates that are currently there, the gates that will be there, really are intended to be just small vehicular access. This is the billboard that Chantel has mentioned that we'll probably be bringing up later in some other capacity, but this is really intended to be the pedestrian access for the Meals program. As the major has mentioned, this is the current family shelter at the moment. The intent of this is to create the main access and exit for people using the Meals program. So this is really just a walkway. It's separated by fences on both sides so that you don't have any foot traffic going either way. It's really to keep this a very deliberate path. There's a restroom building here that we'll be building. This is the dining shelter that's part of the Meals program. And then this is the actual little survey. The existing kitchen is right up in here, and really all this is intended to be is really a passageway just to bring prepared food into the servery. So at the moment, we don't have a true vehicular access in here, certainly not for fire. The only other, probably the more realistic approach would be coming through the main driveway, so that's coming off of 10th here. There's a driveway there's actually a couple of driveways, but there's one that comes directly down over into here. And I think, realistically, that would probably be your better access getting into these spaces over here, with the exception of the restroom.
I have a question, Judy. Let's pretend for a second that billboard is allowed there at that location. Is there access that needs to be provided to that from a fire standpoint?
It's just straight up, right?
Yeah. Well, it curves too.
Well, I mean, we don't need to ladder a billboard, no.
Is fire going to require access to that, I guess is the question.
It would be electronic. I don't know if that makes a difference. I think we'll use the street, okay, for our main, we'll have to use the street as our main access.
The railroad track is to the east of the property there.
Right, so there is no access behind it, and I know that. We're not proposing that we need to come all the way around this building in any way. I'm not saying that. When we did the plans, though, and it shows just the 2 6-foot gates, mm-hmm. it seemed to us that, okay, that's a driveway to get a vehicle in there, and we're not going to get a truck in there or an engine. So,
and that's not currently how it's designed either. Now, and that's what I want to clarify is whether or not you want us to create basically a fire lane through
here. Is there a red dot on my forehead?
Try not to.
No, I don't believe so. When I went over these plans, we were a little confused about what's new, what's existing. You're not technically, I mean, you are building buildings back there, but they're very small. They're accessory to what you're doing. So I don't believe we need to, I know we don't need an engine all the way around the property. We're not going to get it.
Okay.
If that is a walkway, I guess just identify what it is.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a walkway, not a driveway for anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's a driveway strictly for incidental use. Like, let's say they've got to bring a truck in and you know, drop off some things. But it by no means is it intended to be a standard use, you know, driveway.
Access.
It's really intended to be a pedestrian access.
Okay.
And so can you just, for the sake of integrated waste, provide the dimensions here?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. Because that will determine whether we need some type of other turnaround or what. I'll have to find out what's going on existing anyway with the refuse truck. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions, comments? Any other questions for the committee members?
No, I don't believe. Major, do you have any questions?
So the question, statement regarding the billboard means that the city does not want to permit a billboard there, right?
That's correct.
And
we'll rework our motions.
Yes.
And I understand that. I'm not going to fight about that. The billboard would provide about $100,000 of income a year for the that would be consistent for facility, but we'll work around it.
You know, I understand, and I didn't make that decision lightly, but I just, you know, looked at the area, and there's just too much, too many residential properties, and I don't think that there's, I looked at potentially trying to relocate it on the site, and I don't really even see an area on the site that would work better.
Chantel, I just wanted to clarify, when you say it's adjacency to residential, you're not strictly talking about the residential we're proposing, but also the properties to the north?
That's correct.
Okay, that's what I wanted to
yes.
be clear on.
And for clarification on the sign, it was we met with it. We met to discuss that internally with the director of the department. So, was it just Chantel's idea?
You know what? I've been up and down that freeway so many times, and in my time here, and I've noted very clearly where there are billboards and where there aren't. And in that, and I'm sure that the person that came to me looking to lease that space thought, hey, maybe Salvation Army can get it through the planning process some way. And I, you know, I don't need, I've got enough hurdles to jump with this project. I don't need to complicate things for us. So appreciate your help. So
oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Any other questions? I guess, Chantal, this is just pre-application. So unless you have any other comments, we're good to help.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Chantal, take us home. Item number seven, please.
Item number seven is pre-application 17-22, a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a charter school for the Public Safety Academy, along with the required on and off-site improvements on two parcels containing a total of approximately 4.2 acres. Located on the east side of North Palm Avenue, north of East Pacific Street. The property is located within the commercial general CG1 zone, and again, this is a preliminary review, so no action is required at this time.
Thank you, Chantal. Ted, would you like to start us off, please?
Yeah. Sure. Mine's pretty easy today. This is actually in East Valley Water District.
Merry Christmas, Dan.
Right. So you'll have to contact them for both water and sewer. East Valley Water District currently does not actually have their own water treatment facility. So their wastewater does come to San Bernardino, where we operate, maintain the water treatment facility. So sewer capacity fees will be due to the water department. And I could be your point of contact for that, but the application even for that is available online as well. So if you'd like, I can give you a business card if you prefer, or you can just fill that application out and submit it to the water department at such time when you're ready.
Okay.
Whichever you prefer.
Yeah, I'll take your business card too. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that's all
Dad.
I have.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.
Gary, anything for us, please? Not really?
Just a couple of minor comments. When the actual project comes in again, on-site accessibility is going to be looked at, especially with the charter school. We want to make sure that all those facilities are accessible. WQMP, a SWIP prior to construction. We're going to ask for a lot merger on this particular piece prior to building permits. And we probably want to work out, there's a comment there that says work with Robert regarding possible dedications on Palm and improvements. And that's the Robert's Sepulveda to my left. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you,
can
Gary.
Can I ask a question about the lot merger? So what's a lot merger required for it? It's just one lot currently. Well, maybe we looked it up incorrectly, but we thought it consisted of more than one lot.
There are two parcels. There's a kind of a shallow parcel along the eastern side of the
right.
property.
That's
yeah.
right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Robert, anything to add for us?
Unfortunately, the land development and I, we didn't have time to meet each other on this right here. We're busy on other items. So not all the comments that are on here would apply, and vice versa, there might be a couple more. Your frontage of your parcel, any areas that do not meet 50 feet from center line to the property line, we'll be asking for dedication. which means it might be, again, we were trying to understand which parcels were yours or not, at least I was. We may be asking for as much as a 20-foot dedication. But you also have two of the parcels that take you all the way to the corner, and those parcels are questioned. Were you planning on purchasing those, or who owns those?
No, we weren't. So you're talking about right on the corner of Pacific and Palm?
That's the old railroad area, and then just north of that is a rectangular piece that's right against the street, which technically you have no frontage against it, so that's kind of be questionable to, now that I see what you're trying to do, may have questionable on your ingress egress on that portion of it. So we'll need to kind of figure that portion out. In any case, any frontage that you have now or maintain or will obtain through any of the processes will need to be 50 feet from center line to your property line. Again, curb, gutter, sidewalk per our standards. Street lights, if there is none there now, we would like to add them as LEDs. Trying to read through some of these other items. I don't remember what's actually out there because I really didn't have a chance to go out there and visit it. Do you have any parcel, any part of your portion of the parcel that's touching Pacific Street?
No.
No, everything is just on
right.
Palm?
Well, yeah, on Palm.
Okay. For right now, that's all I can really come up with, but again, this is the pre-app. We can be talking back and forth. You can be asking questions. We'll be asking you questions, or we'll be going through the planner to ask those questions on it. But pretty much just curb, gutter, sidewalk, ADA access, frontage. We have to understand what's existing to what you're planning on doing. Again, sewers is with the East Valley Water District. I believe that's everything I have.
Can I ask you a quick question about
sure.
So there's currently some overhead power lines.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a requirement to underground those? Is that a question for you? Or for
underneath the municipal code, it states if it's underneath a certain voltage, and I apologize, I can't remember if it's
33 kV.
Anything that's underneath there, yes, you would then be required to remove to underground it. But if it's above that, then it's just a relocation to match whatever the new curb and gutter is going to be at. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Robert. Mahmoud, anything for us, please?
Yes, we need the scoping form being filled for the traffic. That's all.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Adam, anything for us?
Will there be any kitchen or cafeteria located on the...
There will be it's more like a servery that they will be preparing foods here, but there's going to be food that's prepared off-site, and it'll be served to the students prepackaged. So it's going to be in the building that's furthest to the north where the gymnasium is, so there's going to be some location within that building where food will be served to the students. But it's all packaged food. It will be prepared.
Okay. Any auto shop? Any?
No.
No. Okay. I'm going to provide you a food service permit application if you can fill it out. And then, based on that, we'll require plumbing plans if needed.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Adam. Gracie, anything to add?
So we'll need the dimensions of the hammerhead that's adjacent to the refuse enclosure to determine if that will be an acceptable location. There's a good turnaround there for the refuse truck. And you'll construct our standard 508 8x15 interior dimensions. And work with building to see if there's any modifications for ADA access. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Judy, anything for fire?
This is a pre-app, so don't be offended when we say it doesn't meet our minimum requirements. I know you're going to resubmit plans, and you're going to show way more details on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 26-foot roadway, it's our standard. Like Gracie said, we need to know the dimensions of that hammerhead to make sure that we can turn our fire engines around. Sprinkler buildings, voice evac fire alarm, it's all standard conditions in the fire code and the building code. One of the concerns I had was getting around this southwest part of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran this by another plan checker, and he said, we may not even have to worry about that. I mean, they can walk around it and pull their hose line if they need to. I'm drawing circles and you don't even know what I'm
doing. I know exactly what area you're talking about, because we had that, we were going to ask you that question.
Yeah, I mean, I had a concern when I first saw the plan that we can't bring an engine down on that southwest
east.
Part. And we're not
southeast
part.
Yeah.
And we're not driving through an open field, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the depth of your project apparently is it's okay to not have to be able to drive all the way around. The only concern is, though, is if we're going to need a hydrant in this area, and if we're going to need a hydrant because you got to meet our standard, then we have to be able to hook up to it. So there is still some concerns. You're going to want to look at our standards and your design. I think you are the design people, but just take a look at these items. And then when you resubmit your formal submittal, we'll take another look at the project. Another concern, I know that parents are going to stop here to pick up their kids right in the drive aisle, which means our 26-foot access roadway it's not going to be 26 feet when parents are pulling up and dropping off their kids those times of the day. And we're going to have an FDC and a PIV over there serving those buildings, and we have to be able to access it. So I'm not saying you can't do the project, but you're going to need to look into that. Is how are we going to maintain accessibility to those devices we may need to get to when parents are picking up and dropping off their kids?
Can't tell them to move out of the way?
Yeah, have you ever tried to do that?
So how is that typically addressed when you have a drop-off zone? And I mean, is the width of the drop-off area just increased? Because, you know, the site that we have right now is currently pretty tight with our...
Yeah, but you don't have a PIV or an FDC over there, because I did the underground inspections when they put in the hydrant. All you have is a hydrant, I believe. The module classrooms, right?
Oh, you mean the existing...
Uh-huh.
Right, I couldn't tell you. I'm not sure if that's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying in general, how was that? How do you guys handle that? You have the width of a drop-off lane plus the 26 feet? Is that what you're looking for?
No, that's a good question.
I think that's typically how most schools will do that. There will actually be a specific area for dropping off and picking up. If you're able to incorporate that into the design, that would definitely help fire's concerns, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have our standards really, and I don't have them all memorized yet because it's changing to the county fire department. We have a lot of standards that we didn't have in the city. So we have regulations of how far away the FDC minimum and maximum distance from the building. And so you're going to need to look at those standards to see how is that going to work. If they can be on the other side of where that drive aisle is so we can still access it from the street, but you might be too far away from the building. We don't know because we don't have those measurements on here to tell us.
Okay.
So when you resubmit, and we're available to talk. I mean,
and
look online, look at the standards as you're designing this or tightening it up, whatever you're with before you resubmit your plans to us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions of the committee members?
Yeah, we do. I've got a few questions. So I wanted to get a sense of the entitlement process and the timing of how long that would take. And you know, at some point when we submit this project formally, we're going to have to come back and go through a more formalized process, and I'm assuming this would be probably the first stop. But in terms of timing, what should we anticipate in terms of the timing and how long it's going to take to get through the process?
If I may start on that, kind of the intent of the pre-application is to get you as much information regarding the design of your project so that when you get your formal submittal, when we every Tuesday we all get together and go over all the projects that were submitted the previous week. And so at times we'll get a CUP, conditional use permit. We'll be able to identify that, this was a pre-application a month ago or whatever, and then we could look at our notes or what have you and say, well, okay, we asked for this, and did they make the changes or address those comments that were raised during this meeting kind of thing. And so that kind of makes it go smoother. Many items go pretty quick because it's a match, and then it's just a matter of processing, noticing, and routing, giving people, you know, enough time to review them and such. What we try to prevent is what I call the ping pong game, where you submit plans. Then we try not to do the what everybody loves, those incomplete letters, you know, kind of thing. There are times when our comments are ignored, and then we're reduced to paper to have to get changes or items that we are requesting. But the goal is to create an environment or a situation where we can review documents, simple telephone calls, add this dimension or whatever, and we're good to go. But if we get some CUPs that come through here, once they're submitted, as quickly as you know, two to 3 months, and some that last longer. We have the as an example, the the one of the items, the CUP that came in earlier, I mean, that's only been here for a couple months, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone's like, I hope I didn't scare you with the Toyota comment. That's the applicant, where they redesigned the project about six times or so. So that's something that's out of our control. But our goal is to collectively get you as much information as possible so that you could address all items and then we can go smoothly.
Yeah, we appreciate that. So,
so just touching on what Oliver said, and I have this in my planning comments for you as well. It will require a conditional use permit once you've submitted, as long as you've addressed all of the issues that we've brought to the table today. We should be able to get the project through within 2 to 3 months.
What are you anticipating submittal?
We wanted to submit in the first quarter of next year, ideally in January, possibly in February.
Okay.
I think we just got to go back to the school and sort of refine some of the programmatic requirements and then take your comments and try to incorporate,
okay,
you know, review all the comments that we're going to get today, incorporate that into the design, and then move forward. So I think January might be aggressive, but possibly end of January or early February.
Okay. Perfect. And if you maintain contact with Chantal along the way, if you have questions in that meantime, we're always accessible. Judy offered, I would take her up in terms of addressing fire comments, because a lot of times that's, you know, we've got to make sure everyone's on the same page, kind of a thing.
Okay. Can I ask a few more questions?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. So, you know, what we're trying to do today, like, one of the primary goals is to get information, you know, big picture information that's going to potentially impact the project and the design so we can make the adjustments necessary, but also understand the timing of how long this will take to review, so thank you for clarifying that, and also some of the impact fees that we're going to have to pay. So we know about some of the, water fees that we're going to have to pay to the city, but we've got to deal with East Valley. So is there other impact fees that we should be aware of? Is there going to be a traffic impact fee, parks, public art? Can we get some of that information today, or is this the forum to not?
We
really
can get that too. As a matter of fact, we have our impact fee expert here in the audience, Lane. So what we can do is I'll have Chantal work with him,
okay,
and put together a summary of what those fees are that we charge. We have a table of sorts, or handout, whatever we want to call it, and then it's a do the math kind of a thing, square footage, lady, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Most of the impact fees are based on square footages of the building, so you'll need to have a pretty good idea of that, and then you can go from there.
Yeah, Chantal will work with Lane, and we'll get that to you here within a week,
okay,
or so.
Thank you. And then I've got a few more questions here. Is there any additional studies that we should conduct in preparation for the formal process? So far we've done a phase one. We know we're going to probably have to do a traffic study. Do we need to do a noise study, air quality study? Is there any specific studies that we should be looking at in preparation for the formal process?
The only other studies, rather than traffic, maybe, and that'll be revealed once we have the numbers from the traffic scoping form. WQMP and soils report, I don't see a need for any other, you know, noise studies or, you know, air quality or anything like that. Unless you're going to be setting fires on the property, which I don't think Judy would be happy about.
Well, don't scare her.
And, you know, part of the process that we go through is we want to make sure that we reach out to the neighbors and any groups that are in the area that may potentially be affected. Is there anyone besides there's a mobile home park just to the east, eastern property line, so we plan on meeting with them ahead of time just to present the project and sort of address any of their concerns. But is there any groups out in this particular area that we should be talking to?
What
gentleman that showed up today, like, is there some group that we should be speaking to just so we can try to mitigate any issues that may come up?
What we could do is maybe Chantal, I don't know who the neighborhood group is there, but we could.
It's mostly the city of Highland surrounding that area.
Yeah,
so
we don't care
I can reach out to Mr. Minez and see if he has any concerns with the project. Other than that, I don't think a school is typically not problematic other than, you know, some of the traffic issues.
We have a relationship with the city of Highland too, so we can go.
Okay.
Well, good. How are we doing on that list?
I know, I'm trying to get, you guys answered a lot of my questions before I even got to them, so I think, is there any other questions that I'm potentially missing? Or is there any, I guess my last question is there any other items from any of the members here today that we haven't discussed or that we should be aware of, like a heads up that we should really look at before proceeding with this particular property? We are in escrow right now, so I want to make sure we're trying to flesh out as many issues as possible at this stage. So is there anything else that you guys can think of that are big picture items?
You got to give us some secrets. I think we're pretty much.
I think we've covered most of it. I mean, really, the challenge with this site is it's going to be a little tight fitting everything in. But you know, other than that, and we've got all of our comments here, contact information. If you'd like, I can make myself available to kind of do another review once you've made some changes to the site plan. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is a preliminary plan, so we'll need more detailed information, dimensions, floor plans, elevations, landscape plans. Other than that, I think we've covered everything.
I think as we go forward, we'll have more detailed questions and we can direct those directly to you.
Sure, anytime.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
If there's anything else, thank you very much. With that, we reached the hour of 11:20. Can you entertain a motion to adjourn to the meeting of January 10th, please, at 10 a.m.?
So moved.
All right. Happy holidays, and we'll see you here in about a month, I guess, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you. And when I saw this as a seventh item on the